China has reacted to a joint statement by countries including the US, UK, Germany, Japan and Australia on a so-called South China Sea arbitration award. The nations issued the statement in the wake of Beijing's testing of a nuclear-capable missile in the South Pacific with little warning last week. The Chinese Foreign Ministry responded by condemning the South China Sea arbitration, saying it violates fundamental principles of international law, contravenes the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, and runs counter to the basic facts of the South China Sea. China and ASEAN, a group of Southeast Asian partner nations, is currently negotiating a South China Sea Code of Conduct, with the alliance's Secretary-General Cao Kim-hun saying he is positive an agreement may be reached by the end of the year.
But at the end of the day, of course, to make sure that both sides will see the benefit of ensuring that the South China Sea remains a sea of peace, friendship and cooperation.